There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
All right, Poodle, sing along. Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is getting what you're going to get, Danielle.
Wow. That's not even the melody.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Karma is, yeah, it is, right?
No.
We can't play
no,
it.
No, I don't know. I've forgotten what it is. We cannot play it.
We can't play it because it's rights restricted.
Karma is a god.
Karma is something on the weekend.
Wow.
Right?
You're so out of touch with most of the world.
I'm not the best Swiffer, but I try. I try. Mainly, I just need to use that song because, y'all, if you're feeling sorry for Danielle, then you must be new.
You know, I can't.
Oh my God! Don't you?
No, listen, 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 listen. I can appreciate her. I can appreciate her. I do, however, it is fun. It is karma watching him Sankey Panky the fuck out of her. Like yes. He finally was going to. Now the con is over. The sheet has been pulled. Now the dick in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was always a penis, Danielle.
It was always a penis. Which he's getting his OnlyFans money by now.
Yeah. Well, that unfiltered Stephanie thing.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Whatever that is. Y'all, this is Toe.
This is Toe. This is Toe. This I am toe. In the city of voodoo.
Voodoo,
the babe with the power. New Orleans.
That's New Orleans, if you don't know. Yeah.
New Orleans.
Did they have a, in the gay area of New Orleans, did they have a parade for your coming back?
There is no gay area. It's all gay.
It's all gay. Was there a welcome party? I mean, lots of. Y'all, if y'all don't remember, no. Poodle went to school in Baton Rouge, just around the corner from New Orleans. Nope. So he is known quite well in these parts.
No, they're all dead. The ghosts, however, did say hello.
Ooh, wow. Wow.
They're like, oh God, that witch is back. Wow. She said she was banished.
Thought she left. Yeah.
I'm back, boys.
Some ghost is like, Poodle, can I get my dick back? No, keeping that ghost dick for when I need it.
It's It's funny. I haven't been back here in so long. And it's weird how I still know my way around the streets.
Well, when you're trash drunk in college and you can get around, then you should be able to get around as a sober man in your 40s.
No, I just, I feel like I might have had spent one of my past lives here.
I feel that. I think so.
Yeah. It just, it feels very natural. Anyway, I was just having a conversation with Marie Laveau.
It's very, you're just praying to actually meet a vampire there, aren't you?
Oh my God. There was like this little vampire cafe thing, mm-hmm. and I went in it, and a woman's like, "I can make you a pair of fangs if you like."
Oh no, no, you can't.
And I think it's like a couple $1,000s because she has to custom make it and put it into my mouth. So maybe, if you get braces, I'm getting fangs.
I support that. You just might want to, when she does it, have her fix your whistle. Otherwise, she'll be like, "I'm going to fuck your blood." It'll be whistly every time.
I'm going to suck off your blood.
It's funny you should bring that up. We said he didn't have announcements. We do, though, y'all. As of, I am, this is Monday, October 30th. I am getting braces this afternoon. So it's going to happen. So
this
just
so
expect.
Fucking stupid.
Poodle is going to be just out of sorts for the rest of the week. I'm going to try to do my best, but it's not my problem. But I know it'll affect you.
It's going to affect everyone. The way brace mouth is all the sounds that you're going to have to make to already keep.
I disagree.
Your voice is so far in the back of your throat. It's already needs to be brought forward.
No, there's not. I think it won't. The braces are going to be on the outside. So it actually won't do anything to how I speak on the inside. Now, when I get my braces off and I have to wear my retainers all the time, 24/7 for like 2 months, even when we do the podcast, that's going to be hard for you.
I feel like your retainers or whatever changed your voice and it's even more lispy than before.
Maybe. I'm fine with it. It's on brand at this point.
Oh, God. Anyway, y'all.
Any other? I don't think we have any other announcements. Selling Sunset Season 7, y'all coming out this week.
It'll be out this, the show,
Thursday,
Season 7,
right?
The 3rd.
And our episodes will be out the 4th at midnight. Going to drop them all like one big dump. Just boop, boop.
I was going to suggest more like a big jizz load.
Either
you're
one.
Getting stuffed and basted.
You are getting stuffed and basted in November, everyone.
Just a huge 5-day load.
There you go. It's. I haven't watched the very last episode yet. Have you?
I haven't either. I'm kind of saving it.
It's this season's been so good, y'all, that I kind of am saving
really
it too. It's a very good it's better than last episode. Did you see the Halloween post of Chelsea, Emma, and Chriselle? They did Mary Fuck Kill, and Emma was dressed as a bride, a slutty bride.
Of course, it's Emma.
Chelsea was dressed all in black. They're all wearing corsets. And then Chriselle was Kill, and she was in red and had like a knife cut on her throat.
That's a really good idea.
They
for
were
a costume.
Yeah, it was cute. The three of them, Mary Fuck Kill. So anyway,
a gay friend of mine posted someone, of course, because gays, y'all, Halloween for gays, they just
it's
give
a
it
holiday.
Up. The gays are going to do it better than you.
Yeah, like I said, I send my nephews
Halloween
cards. I don't
participate.
I don't send them Christmas cards. I send them Halloween cards.
But one had like a big, like a foam thing of a steak with lips and a wig, and it was called Big Miss Steak.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
The gays are going to get their pun costumes, y'all. They're going to bring those out, and they're going to have to explain it to you, and you're going to have to listen and at least seem somewhat interested, because they spent 3 weeks sewing every night
they
on that costume.
Everything they did. Mm-hmm. They really, and they want you to
because
know.
Because their mother never showed them enough attention.
Or showed them too much. A lot of them have mothers that made their Halloween costumes. My mom did mine, but I didn't. I don't go out. And I don't know what to dressing up.
Mine made ours like for like 2 or 3 years. And then she decided that it was not worth her time.
Well, my mother had to go back to work because she knew my father was going to leave her. That's what she'll say. Well, I didn't have time anymore. I knew your dad was going to leave, so I had to go work. Okay. Great. Thanks.
I knew your father was going to leave.
Yeah, I could see the
So I had to go work.
Had to go work. That's why you didn't get that. That's why you didn't get that Superman costume, Matthew. Anyway, I'll be going to Oklahoma actually tonight. So the rest of our shows will be we're just traveling all over. There was something else I wanted to tell everybody. We're talking about Toe. Talked about selling Sunset. We are, it's been our fault because our schedule, but next week we are actually going to record our episode of Game of Roses.
Game of Roses. Yeah.
So that's going to be coming up for the Golden Bachelor. Hometowns this week, y'all. Hometowns already.
I hope that we introduce, because maybe this is just my opinion here. I think the final three are a real snooze. I think he chose the most underwhelming final three of all of them. I kind of want there to be some kind of, in line with how the show has been going on with Fear Factor, I think I need to see Teresa eat like pig intestines or something. I think we need to go big.
I feel like we might get that with children talking about their parents dating. I think people are way judgmental than parents of the young kids. I think, you know, there's
That's true.
And I think, you know me, I don't see anything. So if I see it, then it's all over usually. We thought Joan, but there is a lot of campaign for Ellen and Susan to be the next Bachelorette.
Susan, I don't see much because here's the thing. There needs to be – Susan was kind of like a favorite, but Ellen was close. Like Ellen was, I think also people, Ellen has a lot of fans on the internet, but so does Susan. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. Anyway, y'all, we're enjoying it. Check it out. It's on the public feed. And yeah, there you go. There was something else, but I can't remember. Doesn't matter now. So November, it's going to be a basted month.
You're getting stuffed and basted. I think December may be slightly quiet. I shouldn't have said anything just now because I think something will drop.
It. I'm already going to have a lot going on in December, and now you just preloaded me.
What do you have a lot going on in December?
I have a lot of live stuff going on. I'm going to have to be going to Oklahoma a bit more. It's end of the year stuff.
You know what?
My mother is getting moved into this house that she moved, she moved back to my hometown like a month ago in the 1st of October. Well, right now she's just been packing boxes, unpacking boxes and things like the kind of necessity stuff. Well, now we're starting to, in a couple of weeks, she's going to hit where everything's unpacked and now she needs to decorate. And who are you going to call?
You're an adult and you live thousands of miles away.
No. I am a gay son and my mother, it's just better for me to go for like 2 weeks and help her decorate this house. Otherwise it's going to be 6 months every day, which I'll enjoy talking to my mother, but it's just better to go get it completed. So she feels at home. She has to nest, but she can't do it without her gay son.
Why don't you just go live there? You can just both wear caftans and talk while you're knitting. Just sew up every sexual identity you've ever had.
This reminds me, I need to text my therapist and ask for an additional appointment this week.
Good idea. Let's jump in.
Let's jump in, y'all. Big I'm still bank
gonna,
theory.
I've still got to go to the Voodoo Museum later.
I love that place.
Yeah.
It's great. It was my favorite part.
I got to go check in. I went just for a tour.
Hey, I am fine.
See my friends.
If this helps you embrace your witchiness and you actually start doing spells, I'm kind of here for it. I'm telling you, you're powerful. You just won't do it.
Yeah, I've been casting spells the whole time. Kim and TJ.
Kim and TJ. I'm going to say this. I am all about respecting other culture. This is great. This is too long. I could not do this. This sealed the deal. If I dated a man from India and he wanted to get married, I would say we're eloping or nothing.
I think 20 hours of weddings. I do understand that it is more of a family and a cultural event, but I think it's too long. I think I'd have to go into negotiations to say, let's skip these steps. So we're not going to do this. And so she doesn't want her parents to go. I understand that because they're her emotional support parents.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. dogs. Mm-hmm. They leave and dad tells TJ, take care of her. And it sounds like they're leaving her forever. Like 10 years.
It sounds like they're going away on that boat at the end of Lord of the Rings. They're just
into the west.
enjoy life, Samwell. Enjoy it.
So Kim basically is, and I have no idea what it's going to be like living with TJ's family. I'm going to say this now. I think they might have been cock teasing us the whole season with this couple. They keep bringing up obstacle after obstacle, and Kim's great because she's good for the drama because her fucking stink mug faces all the time.
Well, and she shits her pants. She's good TV.
Yeah. Anyway, she says, we've put a Band-Aid on, but I don't think it's healed. Again, I think she knows how to – she's trying to craft a story, and she's helping them with it. I wonder if it's going to be that big of a deal of her living with the family. I wonder.
I wonder if we think it's partly fraudacity or – that he doesn't, it just seems so, it's like, TJ, have you met Kimberly? And what part of your mind do you think it's a good idea to not tell her about any of the expectations for you living as a woman in India and being the head of house?
I think it's more than that. I think we are assuming that someone could be this ignorant. And I don't think she's a dumb person.
No.
I think she already knows. And that's why I'm thinking a little bit this is, I don't know if there was ever, I think she is miserable. I still don't like her. However, I think he knows that about her. And they somehow work. I think this thing is a lot simpler than the storyline implies. And they don't have a lot of problems. Case closed.
We'll see if Poodles. Hey, that reminds me, by the way. I said head of house. I'm assuming you haven't watched Big Brother. Have you?
Because
we normally talk about Big Brother on
not.
Show.
Oh, well, I can talk to you about Sun. No.
Today's Monday.
Last night. I did.
It's all right. You were in New Orleans.
I saw Thursday's episode, and Thursday was a big deal because it was a double eviction.
I'm done with TJ and Kim. Do you want to talk a little bit about, you want to have a Big Brother corner? Just throw it at you? No,
let me just finish and Kim.
What else happened?
She's never been allowed in the kitchen before.
Oh. And she looks like a zombie.
She looks like warmed over death. I would too. And mom's like, guess what though? We've accepted her. When we're skipping a few rituals because we're tired. And she collapses on the bed, and TJ says, I really love her for this. He asked her before he goes to sleep with her, Y'all, he is so punch drunk. He's like, before I go and sleep with my wife, I have to go see Ganesha.
And it was like, I've got to climb a mountain. And it feels almost like, remember when you were a kid and like there would be, and there was kind of this kid in charge when you were playing a game. And I just realized that's probably Poodle.
I made all the rules.
You made all the rules, but then you kept changing the rules as everyone played the game. Yeah, that's what you do. And you say, but now you have to do this. And that's what it feels. It feels like there's someone in the corner. They're done and goes, no, and you forgot to do this. You got to redo it. Yep. Got to go climb that mountain to this gods. And then you can sleep in the bed and fuck your wife.
No, I called safe on that base. That's what I already did.
You didn't go around a circle before you touched that base, so that means it doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet
you lost.
I bet you did that all the time.
I learned from an older cousin of mine, my female cousin. I learned to play games like she did because she was the oldest one. And
boy,
she
that
basically
says a lot.
Yeah.
Is she a drag queen now?
No, she has children. Not drag children. Just
not
children.
Not a drag family.
So he says there are two head of houses, you and my mother, and you are going to be, both of you are leading the conversation and leading the family. And he says, I haven't really been open with her about this. This is the narrative. And I don't think either of these two people are stupid, but
no.
That's kind of what it, we'll see. Anyway, she says at the end, she says, I'm exhausted. My goal is to give living here a fair shot and allow these relationships to grow and flourish. So we will see.
We will see.
All right,
Poodle.
The only thing I need is BB Corner. Big news. Huge. America is now gone. It was a double eviction. And who else? Now I'm forgetting. who else is gone?
I can't help you. I didn't watch it.
Oh, I feel it's been, it's, you know what? It's, I feel like I've lived a week since then.
You've been gone.
Because it was a double eviction. Fuck. But the people who are left are Ceri, Felicia.
Okay. All right.
Fucking Bowie Jane, who still managed to do it because she was head of household in this. And America's gone. Matt and Jag are still there. So there are final five. And it's Jags to lose, I think. Now this is the kind of time.
Was it Felicia that was gone?
Felicia. No, she's still there.
I'm trying to read for you. Oh, well, I'm not going to read that far. Okay. It's a lot of, it's a lot of words.
I forgot who got kicked out.
Well, y'all let it know. Talk about it in the comments. It's not fair for you to talk about. You've been casting spells and drinking and eating probably very rich food. So your blood is not in your brain right now.
That's the truth.
Having sex. So I'm surprised you're even sitting up to do this podcast, Poodle. Good for you.
Oh, it looks like last night they did, of course, Matt was the head of household and nominated Felicia and Ceri. And of course, they're going to try to get Felicia out. It's Matt. This is when the gameplay becomes dumb. It's like, this is Matt. This is when you need to make a move and get Ceri out. It's over. She is the one person standing between you because you're not going to win against Jag. And you have a final two, and you think you're going to, only in a sentimental vote could you do it. I don't know. It's a dumb idea.
Remember that actor who was in Jag in the 90s? God bless. Oh,
what's his name?
Oh, that was a moment. Oh, my mother used to watch that show. And I would say,
Mama, I might be in the armed forces one day. Let me watch this show.
Why do I feel like he was like a crazy, he wound up being a crazy anti-vaxxer?
Great.
Sorry.
Speaking of crazy, let's move on to miserable bitch and Johan, shall we?
Ooh. So y'all, it has been 1 month.
One month.
You can tell her face is, her jaw is just set.
She doesn't even have her curls out. It's just thrown behind her head.
She goes, Johan got a job with his nephew with a lending company, and everything was great until yesterday, and she found ATM withdrawals on her account, $40 withdrawals. And he admitted, and he's like, I'm not fucking apologizing.
It's kind of crazy that he, I mean, the what is scary about him is just the how easy it is for him to lie. It's just so easy for him to lie.
But here's the thing. He does say, I did it. He says, you humiliate me for $4,000. He's like, but it's because you lied. He says, we're married. This is our money.
And so this is, I wanted to ask you that. That's what he says. It's a joint account. And
see, she's never, I guarantee you, she don't think anything's jointly because she's a miserable bitch.
I wonder if it had to be a joint account because she couldn't open an account there because she's not a citizen.
That's,
and so probably, I will say this. I do think, y'all, she's pissed not because he lied. She's pissed because she can't control him anymore with her money.
Exactly. Ding, ding, ding,
that's
ding,
ding.
That's
what all this is about. It's that because if it looks normal, I don't feel bad that he lied because she, y'all, this is what happens when you continually emasculate a man and control him with money continuously. This is a perfect example to me that she is reaping what she has sown for sure. Yeah.
And it's even more than emasculation. It's giving him zero agency.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And basically denying him saying, can we, when we go to your country, can I get papers? Nope. No.
Exactly.
She wants to make all the decisions. She wants to continuously treat him like less than a human being. Mm-hmm. And she, a dick basically that's there to rearrange her organs. Mm-hmm. And she said, I told him to get out. In other words, and the thing is, y'all, he does, it seems like he says, I paid the rent. I've done this. I've paid this. And she's like, and now I've just been sheltering in my room. And he says, I believe what's mine is yours in marriage. And you know what? He probably has, if this went to some type of legal arbitration, I don't know if they could prove anything. I don't know if she could prove anything.
Because it is a joint account. Yeah.
I mean,
in a normal relationship where two people actually love each other and seem to respect one another, would this be a big deal if your partner was taking money out of account and not telling you about it? Yeah.
I don't even know if it has to be a joint account. I think he could have seen her bank card and he knows the number. Mm-hmm. Withdraw. And then she says, he made withdrawals of $160. She's like, but it's not the money. It's because he didn't tell me.
Oh, y'all, and it's the money.
It's always the money with her.
How can she trust him when he doesn't trust her? Because she's lied to him from the beginning.
And Johan says, you're a selfish person. You think only of yourself. Ding.
Ding.
And Danielle says, everything you had comes from me. And this is where, y'all, the mask slips. Mm-hmm. And she says, I need half the rent or you go to your mother's house. So basically, I'm not playing anymore if I can't make all the rules, just like I used to do when I play games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she's trying to now, she's like, use the resources you have or find another American wife who's codependent. There are many. I can refer you. I will say it pisses me off that she's got a lot of great one-liners. Pisses me off.
If you don't think we're not going to see her on The Single Life, you got another thing coming.
Oh, fuck no. She's going to be doing it. And I'm going to watch her. I will say, Danielle, you're a shit person, but damn, I respect your quickness.
She's smart.
I respect your quickness.
She's smart, and that's actually what I don't get. You're a smart person. Did you not think that your husband was going to figure out you're not taking him back to America? Did you not think?
I have a feeling that every relationship of hers has an expiration date where the other person gets fed up and or she uses people and throws them away.
Mm-hmm.
And the only, like all those men who she's been with, she has a chance to say, you know, oh, this was fun for a while, but she kind of throws them away.
Mm-hmm.
When they do stay around, it's because she starts imposing these strict rules.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is not good. She's such a miserable bitch.
She's such a miserable. I don't think she's ever going to be happy, because she doesn't want to be with a man who's actually competent in work and successful, because then she's going to feel shame for her $70,000 in parking ticket. Or
no, she's going to feel competitive.
She's going to feel competitive, but she also is going to feel like she's – but the competitiveness is a cover for the shame that she doesn't feel like she's
–
that she doesn't feel like she's enough for that. So she wants to get with a guy who is – she needs a
who
man –
who has nothing.
Who she thinks is, quote, below her. But as soon as they start trying to ask for any type of equality, she's never going to want that.
Yep.
There you go, Danielle. We just saved you thousands of dollars in therapy. That's your issue.
You're welcome.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes.
Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com /realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Let us go shopping for I'm going to give you the gift of a bed. So you do not have to sleep on my G's repository.
Okay, y'all. Shekinah and Sarper. I just think it's better we just do this way.
Let's do it all in a reality gaze theater.
Here you go, y'all. Poodle, can you sing a reality gaze New Orleans version?
Zatarans.
I'm pumping my umbrella right now.
That was good. Thank you.
The housekeeper just heard by walking through the hall.
She started to knock and she's like, I'm going to stop. Okay. And Poodle's going to be playing his Emmy-nominated version of Sarper.
Best impersonation of a Turkish man in a comedy podcast.
I'll be playing Shekinah, and y'all set this. We're setting the scene. They are going to a mattress store, and action.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad we're going to look at mattresses. Thank you.
We're
so
going
much
to see beds. Yeah.
Yes, it's still be good because my sister still doesn't like it. I don't get it. She just wants to end things wrong. So I was like, whatever. What are you talking about, her and me now? I'm confused. Remember, we talked about your words, Sarper.
But I do all these things for you. But you still look negative to me.
No,
positive.
It's just the Botox. It's frozen. Now look, thank you. This is exciting. It's wild to me that we've been on we've been sleeping for a week on your couch.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Crazy. It's so crazy.
But like, even on that couch.
Yes. Yes.
How many times do you comb?
What?
Hello. Excuse me. It's mattress store attendant.
Yes. Hi. How can I help you? Did you want to buy a bed today? Do you want to buy a bed?
How many times did you come?
They're right there. You go away.
There
please.
Was one orgasm.
No, don't. No,
when
no,
I
no.
was going down on your, yes, how you say in I, how you say in English, like to, your little finger.
I say vagina.
And
normally,
there was
but,
two okay. orgasm.
I don't like it when you count. No,
when
no,
I was pounding away at you with my shawarma.
Yes, please.
There was three orgasm when I was fucking you in between your titties.
Okay, yes, this is getting
four orgasm.
Okay, we get it.
When I took your head and treated it like pumpkin.
Yes, that was pretty good. Wow, that's crazy.
Five.
Oh no, orgasm. We okay, it's a little.
When I took my finger.
and went bang, 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 bang.
Yes, that was a good one. Into you. Not gonna lie.
And yeah, six, that was,
yes.
Orgasm.
Oh, okay. All right.
When I sprayed you up and down with white sauce.
Yes, which I thought it was, I didn't know it was Alfredo, so I enjoyed that.
You are totally multiply orgasmic bitch.
Thank you. Thank you. Can we just get a bed?
Can I wrap that up for you?
I laughed. I was on the plane when he said you were totally multiply orgasmic bitch. I just laughed like a fool.
Y'all, this is what I'm going to tell you this right now. That solidified. If you don't think Shekinah and Sarper are going to be on more 90 Day Fiancé, you're wrong.
I can't.
I think they're going to play this out.
You think he'll come over here?
Of course he wants to come over here.
100%. Or is it going to be, is he going to be in another season of Toe?
The plan will be for him to get over here. Totally.
Yeah.
He's serving Razvan energy.
More than that, he's such good TV.
It's such good TV.
You are totally multiply orgasmic bitch.
It does feel like, it is making me wonder, is this the human embodiment of the Count from Sesame Street? Because he does talk like him, and now we know he's obsessed with counting.
I'd left stop counting at six.
Yeah.
Y'all, this man is not qualified to count an orgasm.
No. No.
He doesn't even know. She could go, oh, that feels good.
That's one.
What? Yeah. She just, yeah. She just farts. She goes,
two orgasm. Orgasm.
Just screams in her face each time. Yeah, she goes.
She's like, stop. I get it. I get it.
Three.
And ironically, you know, she probably doesn't do a lot because she is Kardashian. You don't emote. So she just goes, she probably just goes, bloop. Bloop. That, thank you.
It's that baby doll voice women making porn.
I don't know that. I don't need to know that.
Anyway, let's move on to Holly and Wayne.
I wrote literally four lines. There's not much. There's not much, y'all, because their problems are just normal. Wayne has to go and work all the time because they're broke, and she's left alone in South Africa.
And she's been there for 3 months, y'all. I think some time has passed, obviously.
Yes, we do have an update on her that she has posted on her Instagram. She has cut her hair and gone lighter because she said, my hair was too long and the dark did not work on television.
Jesus saves. That's all I need to say.
I will say, it looks really good. It looks really good and healthy. It's like a lighter chestnut brown. It's really pretty on her.
She was correct. The hair was too dark and it was too long and it did not look good.
No. See, sometimes, though, people watch themselves on television and they see themselves in this good way. And I think that's helpful.
And then sometimes, like Danielle, they double down.
They double, they
triple down.
And so she says she's alone a lot. The mom shows her her dog. And she's like, oh, my God, my dog. And she's like, we don't really argue. The only issue is adapting to life here, because she's like, the sister who she's friends with lives far away and she can't work. So does she leave her apartment?
No, because he's worried about her getting like sexually assaulted or some shit like that. So, and Wayne's sister, who she's close to, lives far away.
Yeah.
So y'all, this is hard. This is lonely. And we're going to get more of them next week. It looks like it's going to come to a head.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, now we're learning to say good afternoon. All I could think of is when, like, in the King and I, when everyone's learning to say that, where the children are teaching,
yes,
teaching her to say things.
Yes.
Brandan and Mary, y'all.
Brandary.
This is something. If I was Brandan,
can't win.
I think I would say, I'm so glad to have you here, Mom. Watch what you fucking say, because you have no leg to stand on. After, why don't you earn giving your feedback in my life?
I do agree with that, because y'all remember his mom basically was out of his life and he was homeless.
Yeah.
And yeah, she had a disease of addiction and that's terrible. But that's also,
she still has to earn his trust back though.
But that, yes, it is. Oh man,
you don't get to do this.
Brandan, like, that guy needs an Al-Anon meeting. Like, nobody's fucking business. Cause that was my reaction too. Is Mary being stank face Mary? For sure. But the mom just walks in like she literally has just been involved in every decision in his life.
And she goes, oh, this is kind of nice. I thought it would be a shack. Again, just a typical representation of an American. Oh, it's,
yeah.
Are you sure this is the most abject poverty I can see?
And I wanted to say, your son was living in a Winnebago down by the river.
Not a Winnebago. That's a nice one.
just in a camper, in a shitty camper down by the river. So maybe back off.
And they do give Mom their room. She's like, because there's less bugs here, because Mom is afraid of all spiders, bugs. You gonna have a good time in the Philippines. I don't know if we'll see the geckos.
No, he was hiding. He was hiding in that window.
Yeah, I don't think he likes women either. So he wants Brandon.
Gary the gecko probably does.
Gavin
does prefer dick.
And at one point he just goes, "What's that?" And he's like, "That's the exoskeleton of a spider."
Oh!
And so they do find a spider, and she's freaked out. And then this is the thing. I don't know if I was Mary here. He's like, you didn't really try to hug my mom. I think why don't we let this play out? Why don't we not encourage the family reunion that's going to happen? I also don't like it when she says, I want you to be on my side. Because that says that there's only my mom's side and your side, Mary.
He can't say anything. Because all he says to her, he's like, hey, I just think you can put some effort into it. Because Mary does act like Mom needs to be all nice to her. And Mary just needs to sit there with her arms crossed, giving her that stank face. She's doing the least.
Yeah.
Not even the least. She's doing negative. She's actually putting, but he can't, I agree. He doesn't need to tell her that right now. He just needs to, pretend to just be a dumb man and go along with everything and act like, has he not learned from enough straight men in America to pretend that you didn't have any involvement in this and none of this is your fault and it's just women being women? That's what all the straight men I know do.
Back in the present world, Mary is doing lots of Instagram lives and crying. Y'all, they are the new Paul and Carini. And
oh, she doing all these? Yeah.
Yeah. They can't let us miss you, as we say.
Well, they're probably, I guess they, I will say this. Mary is behaving like 100% typical diagnosable narcissist of I'm mm-hmm. the victim. You need to come to me. You need to placate it. She wants mom to make it all about her. And mom is an addict. So mom is used to things being all about her.
Right.
So it's not going to go good.
I could not see a worse situation.
No.
No. It's a shame there's no alcohol in the situation because yeah, mom's an addict because that's the only thing you can do here.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing that's going to make this better, y'all.
Ain't nothing.
Supposedly they let their monkey go, by the way, the one that they had chained up, which is good news. The only good news so far.
They sound like good people.
That's great. Right. Don't they seem nice?
Oh, God, Mary's wretched.
I think that's the show, right? This was a kind of a
that's
quick
all
one.
I have. Well, this show is only 42 minutes, and the fact that we still spoke a minute longer than the show says something. So I think it's fine. If the episode was 30 minutes.
No, I'm talking about the show in general felt like I think there was a lot of TJ and stuff still. Yeah.
A lot more. Crap. What else was I going to say? Oh, well, I don't remember. Oh, y'all, I'm only saying this because some people are messaging me. I don't know if you've gotten this. We know this week is BravoCon. We will not be there. We don't do any Bravo shows anymore. So I think people are like, are y'all going? We are not, mainly because they don't give out free tickets and they want you to pay like so much fucking money to go there. And we're not going to go there when we do no Bravo shows.
I don't know why they don't do press passes.
I don't know.
If they gave me a press pass, I would. We do free PR for those motherfuckers.
I think, though, Mary Payne's going to be there. I know Ronnie's going to be there from Watch What Crappens. I think Bad TV or Dylan and Patrick going to be
there.
They're going. They're going to be there. So there are plenty of, and there might be other people that we don't know about. So, but I'll be in Oklahoma decorating my mother's house. So enjoy. Enjoy Sin City, y'all. All right, that's the show. Go to Reality Gaze.
That's the show.
Yeah, go to realitygaze.com, everybody. We appreciate you very much. If you want to listen to this episode ad-free for your pleasure, you can at the $8 tier on our RG Plus.
Again, don't pull over. Sorry.
Oh, don't pull over, y'all.
It's in New Orleans.
All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes, and if you are a totally multiply orgasmic bitch, you can call us.